Let's talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, now ahead of today's cabinet meeting. And Paul, they're all meeting in person, aren't they, for the first time this year rather than via Zoom?
Yeah, I think it's an indication once again that there's improvement in the position of public health, and that the cabinet is reflecting that by gathering at Dublin Castle today for its meeting, which usually lasts around 3 hours or so. So an important meeting.
Will there be an update on the vaccination programme?
We would expect both from the Taoiseach and from the Minister of Health to be a discussion on the question of the vaccination programme, where it's at. But there are no big decisions slated on this issue, as Fergal's just been outlining. Some of the questions about delaying the second dose, that really is awaiting on information from the National Immunisation Committee, or it's waiting from a report from the Deputy Chief Medical Officer. So nothing big like that is happening, just an update on where we currently stand.
Okay, so other matters are on the agenda today, including ticket touting. Now, this is something that's been around for a long time. In my ignorance, I thought this issue had been sorted out, but it hasn't. So what's happening today?
Yeah, I mean, this has been an issue which has been discussed for years. I mean, the person who's probably most closely associated to it was the former Fine Gael TD, Noel Rock. He lost a seat in the last election, but the Dublin North West TD had been campaigning on it, along with, it has to be said, Sinn Féin's Maurice Quinn Livin of Limerick City. The two of them really were going on this issue. Finally, it's going to come to Cabinet, being brought by the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar. And basically what they're trying to do in the what's known as the Sale of Tickets, Cultural, Entertainment, Recreation and Sporting Events Bill is to try and ban people being scalped, in which bills or in which tickets have been put on sale for multiples of the face value price within minutes of tickets going online. And they're going to do it two ways. One is that either an event or a venue will be designated, after which the resale of tickets beyond their face value is prohibited. And then the big stick is that anyone who's found to have been guilty of trying to scalp people will face either a fine of up to €100,000 or up to 2 years imprisonment. So that sounds like a fairly hefty fine for anyone breaking the law.
Of course, not many people buying tickets for anything at the moment, but I suppose they're conscious that the big European championship finals are starting in June.
Indeed, the old Euros is something we've been talking about for quite some time, although there's a big question mark over that. Also, given the shenanigans which have been taking place with UEFA and the possibility of a new Super League being formed, but the government wanted to get this over the line and is keen to do just that.
A couple of other things on the agenda as well. A Leaving Cert accreditation bill. What's that, Paul?
We haven't got too much details on that. Sometimes when it comes to these cabinet meetings, you get a sense of bills that are coming up for discussion, sometimes coming up for a decision. Equally, we know that the Minister for Finance is going to be giving an update on the OECD and Ireland's corporate tax rate. But once again, just exactly what is going to be decided on that, we don't know just yet.
Okay, tonight on BBC One, Mark Devenport, who's the former political editor with BBC Northern Ireland, he's made a special spotlight film for tonight, marking the centenary of Northern Ireland. And he has spoken to a range of people, including the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister. Now, the British Prime Minister has said some pretty strong words to do with a border poll. What has he said?
Well, an interesting programme coming up tonight. But basically, the British Prime Minister has said that there will be no referendum on the reunification of Ireland for a very, very long time to come. And I think that's probably not much of a surprise, given he's saying something similar when it comes to Scotland. He describes himself as a keen unionist, and this is something, a road that he does not want to go down, feels that it's wrong. And equally, there's an interview with the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, who, in his view, describes an early border poll as something which would be explosive and divisive. I think, maybe there isn't too much of a surprise in what both men had to say, but the one which sort of really caught my eye, Audrey, was this issue of the Northern Ireland Protocol. As people will know, the Democratic Unionist Party is keen to have it scrapped, and, the British Prime Minister is asked about this, and he too describes what he calls ludicrous barriers to internal trade that have to be changed. But I think the key thing that comes out of it is that he says his government is going to try and sandpaper rather than scrap the Northern Ireland Protocol. So that's a clear indication that he's going to try and do what the EU has been calling for, is to try and negotiate a settlement to these difficulties which have put Northern Ireland, as many people in Northern Ireland feel, at a sort of worse place than the rest of Great Britain. And I think that he's prepared to work the internal mechanisms rather than simply try and scrap it all together is a key signal coming from number 10.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much. Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent.